it's not that the three division championships in 2019, 2022, and now 2024 is something to sneeze at. But for them and for your history, it's not that many when you won nine straight in the early 2000s.
And if we're being honest, I can't go through this whole 162-game season saying things feel different, the league is wide open. I think buying a T-shirt tomorrow adds a little optimism to the postseason run, too.
Would you make fun of me if I bought a Mets wild card shirt, or is that okay?
Well, no, because they've changed it because they know people are embarrassed. It just says Mets postseason.
Yeah, I know. It says bring October or whatever slogan they want to use.
Enjoy it.
So here's What's wrong with the wild card? It's your way in.
You can't hang a wild card banner.
So the Mets, I've been thinking about this. I had a discussion with my buddy the other day. So the Mets have a banner at Citi Field. It's one banner that says wild card. And it's got all the years that they've won a wild card where...
Won or got to?
Won a wild card.
Okay.
They got a wild card spot.
Because it was before the series.
So it even includes 2016, which to me shouldn't even count. They were in the wild card game. They lost.
Yeah.
But it includes every year they were a wild card, and it's one banner, which I think I'm okay with. I didn't like it if it was individual banners, but because it's only one banner, I have no problem with it. And if you look at the banner, it's got no room for another. So I said to my buddy, I said, Dennis, let me ask you a question. If the Mets win a wild card spot, they got to get a new one. They got to create a new banner.
Or they just extend that one.
Nah, they can't. I'm trying. If you look at it, there's no room. They just can't do it.
Mm.
What do they do with the banner? I'd like to buy it. The banner.
Uh-huh.
I would take the banner in my backyard and just hang it up. Is there something wrong with that? Tiki has the most disgusting look.
Besides everything? No, nothing.
I mean, if you're going to go get it signed by all the principals from that team, I think it would be really cool. Those teams.
Yeah, it's a lot of teams, yeah.
But, oh, man.
No?
It's just corny.
Why is it corny? Because it's only the wild card?
Well, if it's not, people are going to think that you just had it commissioned. That you just got it done yourself.
They wouldn't think it flew above Citi Field?
No, not at all. Because how many people notice that?
Oh, I think you notice it when you're in the ballpark. It's right next to the NL East banners, the championship banners. And by the way, it's a hard banner. Like, it's not something that waves in the air.
Yeah.
But my pal's first response to me was, it's too big. What the hell are you going to do with it?
And
I said,
too.
I said, I put it in my backyard. And then his follow-up was, how are you getting it to your backyard? It's monstrous. It's like 20 feet big. What are you going to rent a truck?
Yeah, you rent the Lowe's or Home Depot truck. Right. Drive it up there.
But that's the problem with it not being an actual banner also.
Yeah, you can't fold it up.
Yeah.
Mm. But it lasts longer.
So if the Mets are interested, I'm willing to offer you a couple of $100. I'll give you a couple hundred bucks for that thing.
A couple hundred?
Yeah. What should I bet?
That thing probably costs like $5,000.
I can't do $5,000. I'm sorry. That's just it.
I mean, just for them to recoup their cost.
How about... I give you $600, and I'll buy an extra season ticket next year.
You can't even get over the Verrazano Bridge with a yearly pass for $600. You want a piece of Citi Field for that? You got to go higher.
Would you want that?
Yeah, right, because that is a piece of Citi Field.
It is a piece of Citi Field.
I live in a small apartment in Kew Gardens. It's lucky I can fit in there with my wife. What am I going to do with this banner? Now, can we fit it in our studio?
I think we can.
Because we have the A-Rod banner. We have the Jet thing. We have no Mets stuff in there.
Yeah. I think we can. I think the problem is it's the wild card. And I could see people looking at this like
why are you celebrating the wild card?
Celebrating not finishing in first.
Yes.
Right.
And it's not even winning the wild card. It's just getting to the wild card.
Yeah, it's getting a wild card. And by the way, they now hand out three of them as opposed to one of them in 1999.